Hello, Mr. He. Welcome to Money Talks.
Well, thank you. My pleasure to be here.
So some of China's second quarter GDP figures show the economy's resilience. China's total added value of major industrial enterprises increased by 3.4% on a yearly basis in the first half. What do you think of these figures?
I think these figures show that China, of course, the economy is resilient. Still, it has experienced down first and up second. During the first 2 months of this year, we remember that industrial production grew by 6.5%, but later, especially in the month of April, a negative growth. Then, net positive growth again in May, very fast, and in June, in the month of June, 3%. So for 6 months of the first half, as a whole, is 3.4%. That means industrial production is still resilient. It's affected only temporarily by the pandemic. It's not because of the fundamentals. The fundamentals have been good. We are quite confident that China's economy will pick up again for the second half of this year.
And for Shanghai in particular, what do you think are the major drivers of the economic recovery?
For the month of June, the industrial production performance was especially alarming. It grew by 2 digits. So that means industrial production was the driver of the economy. Another driver is the export trade because of the logistics was okay. And another important driver is investment and innovation investment and the technology advances in Shanghai is very strong. It pushed up to the economy.
And you've talked about investment.
Yes.
Right. Citigroup has projected that infrastructure investment in 2022 will likely rise 7.7% from last year. And local governments have been issuing bonds at a record pace to fund industrial parks, transportation networks, water projects, mobile networks, and data centers. Do you think we have entered a new cycle of infrastructure development?
Infrastructure investment, I think, first, water conservancy, then transportation, then the urban area, underground pipe systems. They are all infrastructure and they are very common. And they account for the largest part. And then the infrastructure in part, the second category should be devoted to new infrastructure investment. That means related to the advanced economy, the higher end, the frontier technology related to the fourth industrial revolution, the artificial intelligence, internet of things, anything, even the metaverse, so on and so forth. So anything related to development of those future industries should be regarded as new infrastructure investment.
And deals on investments totaling 566 billion yuan, covering 322 major projects, were signed at the Shanghai Global Investment Promotion Conference 2022. And the start of construction of 48 major projects worth 163 billion yuan was also announced. How do you think Shanghai can maintain its attractiveness to investors, both at home and abroad?
We should do a good job to improve our governance, to provide a transparent, predictable and a safety environment for all the companies all over the world. So that let them know that Shanghai is still the magnet of the world and still they have the good business opportunities. Shanghai should keep her door open to the world. Not only do a better job in Shanghai free trade zones, even in Lingang, a special area.
Thank you, Mr. He, for sharing your insights with us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.